Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and I will be with you for the next hour. On today's show, in the first half hour, I will be speaking with Jane Loisel. Jane is a member of the Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, and she will give us a bit of history on the organization, and she will also talk to us about a public speaking competition organized by the CFUW coming up on May 1st. In the second half hour today, I will speak with Kiana Keenan, president of the Richmond 4-H Club. We will start the show with a song by Athena Renee, and the song is called Breathe. We will hear the interview with Jane Loisel right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Listen, give me all of your attention. There's so much that I can mention. But time's escaping us. Life's changing. And all that we have known, dear. I've had you for a full year. Time's fleeting, as you know. If all the stars fill out the sky, would drown tonight. Just know that I love you.
I love you.
This world is so damn crazy. Just throw it all away and breathe. So, baby. Sometimes I act crazy.
Sometimes I act crazy.
But you still amaze me. You stay patient with me. Forever. I love that we're growing. You held me down through the deepest of the deep. If all the stars fell out the sky, all the fish would drown tonight. Just know that I love you.
I love you.
This world is so damn crazy. Just throw just breathe.
Oh,
breathe.
Breathe.
Ah. Oh, question of hate now. Oh, just breathe. Just throw it all away and breathe.
Today we welcome Jane Loisel to the Townships at 12, and today Jane will be talking about the Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, better known as CFUW. We'll get into the public speaking competition too, but before that, could you give us a bit of history about the CFUW, Jane, and thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Thank you for taking an interest in us. We've been around for a number of years. I can't give you the exact number. I've been a member for probably 10, 11 years now, but we have some members who've been there since, you know, way back. And it started as a smaller group. They used to meet at Bishop's University, but then it just became difficult to, you know, find a room, parking, all of those things that happen with groups. So we've moved then to Amity, and now we meet at the Hope Community Church because they have a large basement hall that welcomes groups. But the University Women themselves, of course, is a national group, and actually international with university women around the world. So the dues that we pay go into, of course, our own coffers to help pay for minimal expenses because we don't have an office. You know, everyone's a volunteer, and then monies go into the national coffer because there's often, like right now, I think we're just about finished, there are different resolutions that different groups put in, like we're here in Sherbrooke. There's a group in Montreal, there's a group in Quebec City and across Canada, and resolutions about plastics and many of the national and various advocacy issues that come up. So that's a big part of what we do. But we also, on the flip side, have a number of social groups, which is really nice. So groups that, you know, there might be the book club, the travel club, there's a walking group, and it gets the ladies together, it gets people together, and sometimes friends will come, and it's you're involved in something, which mm-hmm. is important. And again, people can be as involved or less involved. It depends on personal interest. I know right now our biggest, not problem, but our biggest issue is getting younger people in, because most of us joined University Women. I joined after I had retired because I just didn't have time. So right now we're hoping to encourage, get younger women to come in. And a lot of people think that they have to have a university degree in order to join. And I think years ago that maybe have been the case. But now so many women have business experience, volunteer experience, and we're encouraging them to come and join because they bring all of that experience with them. And it's all valuable. Probably every 6 weeks we have a speaker that comes in, and it can be on a variety of topics. One of the ones we had this year that a number of our members asked if we could do a session on it was they have grandchildren that are part of the LGBTQ+ society, mm-hmm. and they wanted to know more. So we had two speakers come in, and they were very informative and very forthcoming, and they're here from the Sherbrooke area. So it's always interesting. It's always interesting. And, of course, we often have coffee, and sometimes we have a breakfast meeting. So it's just, you know, a change of pace. We don't do much February, March, or January, February, March, just because of the weather and the travel for people, which is always, you know, and we have people from all over. We have, right now, our president comes from the Mansonville area, and some years it's here. So, it's an interesting group, and we do things like, as you said, the public speaking, and as I say, there's the advocacy group. So there's always, wherever your interest might take you.
Okay.
You can certainly find something to do within the group, for sure.
Sounds like a very active group. That's great.
Well, yeah, they are. And I think the more social groups are very active, which is great. Like, part of a couple of the members started, I think it was 3 years ago, contacting various groups for a food campaign. And so mm-hmm. they get donations, and they get monies back out into the community to help the food drive at Christmas. So there's always, if someone comes up with an idea, basically go with it. People will offer as much support as they can.
That's wonderful. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the public speaking competition coming up. Now, this is the first one since COVID, so it's the first one in 4 years.
Yeah. This is going to be our 28th after a four-year break.
Okay.
Because what happened was this started many, many years ago, and one of our original members at University Women, Janet Angrave, was part of the group at Alexander Galt that started this as more of an essay contest, you know, to get the students interested in writing essays. And they worked with, because in the area, we have 5 senior high schools. We have Alexander Galt, Richmond, Massey-Vanier, and then we have Bishop's College School and Stansted College. They wanted then to have sort of a competition in writing, and then it sort of, and that's where I'm a little gray at some of the details, but it sort of morphed and moved into public speaking. And as I say, I've been involved now for probably 8 years after I joined University Women, because as a child, small schools, we had things, we didn't have big sports teams. We were, as I say, small, but we always had public speaking. And for a lot of people, myself included, that was kind of, you know, we were all sort of shy, and we couldn't travel to great big activities, you know, towards Montreal. Everything we did was sort of in our little communities or into Sherbrooke. And back then, the Kiwanis and the Rotary Club, and I can't remember which one sponsored it, but in our little school, we would have inside public speaking competitions, and then we'd go to a larger one, which, you know, was, if you're not a sports person, I'm not the best sports person, and it meant that it opened up another avenue. And back then, reading and public speaking was very important, as it still is, but there's so much that the students are involved in, and some of them just bus drives. Some of them are on the bus for an hour and a quarter. But anyway, I digress. So what happened was it started as this essay, moved into public speaking. And so there have been a number of different people have organized it through University Women. And we used to hold it at Bandine at Bishop. And again, parking was always an issue. We moved to Amity. And this year will be our first time at Hope Community. And as you mentioned, COVID, we were ready to go. We had the 5 schools, 10 senior speakers, 10 junior speakers lined up. And middle of March, everything just ground to a halt, literally. We couldn't do anything. So it's one of those things that COVID ruled the roost. So we were, last year, we thought about doing it again. But again, the schools, the teachers are just so overloaded between the homeschooling and rules and regulations and time outside. And anyway, long and short of it is, we said this year we're going to do it. So we have the 2 private schools and we have the juniors division from Galt. The other 2 schools, it was just in conflict with, after the strike, their exams and scheduling exams. And again, I don't know how the teachers are fitting everything into their schedule. So we said we're doing it this year. Our goal is that we will have 10 speakers versus the 20, but at least we're back on the schedule. And we're hoping that next spring we'll be back up to full 5 schools and 20 speakers. Because, it's, as I say, we're always amazed at the quality of the speeches. And we, by the way, I should mention, we don't have a theme. We don't give them, you have to work on this theme. We want to hear what they want to say. We want to hear what they want to talk about. So, and, you know, we have 3 judges, and they're given a time limit. You know, juniors have, I think it's 3 minutes and a little leeway. Seniors have 5 minutes and a little leeway. And it's really quite amazing what they do, how they speak. You think of it as the future, because public speaking is a skill. So we're hoping we're giving them a little avenue to be able to experience it. I know they do it within their schools, but it's not a sports thing. And we don't give very much. We give the winner of the seniors, winner of the juniors, we give $100 to each of their libraries. We don't have monetary awards. We can't give them prizes other than this $100 amount. And they participate because they want to participate.
Oh, that's really nice, especially given that they're not receiving the money themselves. It goes to the library of their school.
Goes to the library. Yep, exactly. Yeah. I think one year, one of the departments, the English departments, asked if they could use it. We said, well, of course. I mean, and I know books, things have changed a little bit because we're on internet. Everybody's got an iPad or, you know, or a laptop or something. But we're still trying to encourage that ability to be able to speak in front of a group, share your ideas, because you never know when you might have to speak in public. And some people never get that experience. It's always, I find that sometimes people are so quick to do everything over an email or a text instead of actually talking to someone. So as I say, it's a really nice activity. It's low key. It's not high powered at all. And I think the students that come appreciate each other because they're all interested in doing the same thing. And I have to give full credit to the coaches because it's a lot of time and effort they have to put in over and above their regular school day. So I can't wait to see who we have this year, because other years when you have juniors, they would often move up to a senior speaker a year or two later, depending on their schedule. So with the break we've had, anyone we had as a junior even has kind of graduated. And we had some wonderful speakers when we did it in 2019. So I can't wait to see which students we get. But we'll probably have more juniors this year because Galt is only sending juniors, which is great. So hopefully they will move up to another year. We hope, you know, if it's of interest to them. But no, we're always amazed at the quality and the energy that they put into it. And we don't ask for suits and ties. That's not practical. But we ask that they come probably dressed. Most of the boys will wear at least a tie, you know, with a shirt. And we ask the private schools not to wear uniforms so that when the judges are watching or the public is watching, unless they're a family member, they don't know what school they're from. We don't mention the schools till the end.
Oh, okay.
So just, and I think that's fair. That's fair. Plus, I think the students kind of appreciate not wearing their school uniform.
Exactly. Now, what's the difference between the junior and the senior? Is it age?
Yes. Yeah. The junior speakers are basically grades 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the seniors are 9, 10, and 11.
Okay.
Now, I will say that it's the coaches that determine. Very rare that you'll get a grade 7 student will be. But sometimes the grade 8 students, depending on their comfort level, they might put them up into a senior bracket. But on the whole, it's 7 and 8 are junior. And as I say, 9, 10, and 11 are senior speakers.
Okay. And how does this work? They put out a bulletin at the school and students that are interested sign up?
I believe so. I honestly do not know. The schools make that decision as to how, and I think they do put out a call, or as I say, they get to know the students and again, having had a break, you sort of don't have that bank of names of students that might have been interested the previous year. But I believe that is how they do it. But I have to be honest, I don't know. But it's, as I say, I was so pleased to see that the contacts we'd had in 2019 and into 2020 are still at the school. So it's nice that those same people, they sort of know how we work, how it's done. We sort of have guidelines. And this year we have three brand new judges. Some of the judges that have worked in the past were not available. So it'll be an interesting approach to them coming in. Sort of they're going to be fresh start as well. But they've all had experience with teaching and public speaking, so that will be great. So, yeah, and when they come in, we do the juniors first, a very, very short break. Because we have fewer speakers this year, then at the end, when the 10 speakers have gone through, then we have a break, you know, with fruit. We give them pizza, which is always nice. And then the judges will make their final decision. In previous years, we've done the juniors a break to give them a chance to decide first, second place, and then we've done the seniors. But this year we're going to have them all start at 4:30, and we'll do the full 10 at one time.
Okay, so that's May 1st at the Hope Community Church. That's right in the heart of Lenoxville. I think it's 103.
It is. Yep. Okay. Yep. And we won't be upstairs because we can't have food within. We wish we could be upstairs. The church is gorgeous upstairs, but we will be using the basement because then we can have refreshments downstairs. Mm-hmm. So it's a paper to come in. The church is on the corner, but come in off College Street, and there's a big parking lot at the back, and there'll be signs, and we should have a volunteer at the back door. Come in the back door, and
okay.
We'll be set up down there. Yep,
good.
So we do it all.
So that's May 1st at 4:30, and the public
at
is invited?
Oh, yes, definitely, and there's definitely no charge. We encourage the public to come. It's nice to have people come in and show support for these. Families come, and some of our members come. But it's always nice when you've got a whole new set of faces. Like I used to joke with, because when I was a kid and did public speaking, your parents or your family got sort of sick of listening to you, and your coaches can only listen to you so much. So it's, and if you have to speak in front of your classmates, the faces that, oh God, she's talking again. So it's kind of nice to have a positive group of people who are there because they want to hear your speech. And I think it's a positive experience for the speakers, or I hope it is. I really hope it is. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only problem we've ever had over the years, we did it for a number of years at Amity Bowdoin, and the fire station was down below us, and you had to hope that there wasn't a fire call.
Oh, that's true.
Well, you'd get the door going up, and then you'd have the sound of the fire engine, and then it was also the train would go through right behind Amity Bowdoin.
That's true.
So the students that were returning from a previous year, sometimes they began to recognize the sounds. And if they knew there was a train coming, and if I hadn't heard it, they'd sort of give me a high sign. And I'd say, we're going to take a couple of minutes here. We'll let the train go by. And you still hear the train at Hope Community, but not quite as badly because the windows at the back of Amity were right at the tracks. No, it's nice because it's also we have family comes in. And it's really nice to see, the generations, grandparents so proud of, a young one. And it is, again, another nice activity. And
it is.
We do it once a year, and we're so glad we're back to it. We took the break. We realized we had to. And, again, you can only ask so much of the teachers and the coaches. So we're absolutely delighted that we've got three schools participating, and once we're back on the schedule, we're hoping next year we'll be back to the full five schools. So we're really, really happy about it because, again, that's part of the education portfolio of giving these students a chance to do something a little different. And ours is pretty small, but it's nice, and we work with our local schools, and we really do enjoy it. We really do.
Good. Public speaking is so important. Public speaking competition, May 1st at 16:30 at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. Everybody is welcome and come in through this side door. Okay, anything else you'd like to add about the competition or the CFUW, Jane?
No, not at this point. As I say, if someone's available, please come. It's, you know, it's not like 6 hours. The doors will open at 4 and we'll be there and probably completely done probably shortly after 6. So if you feel you've got a little bit of time, you know, it's great to show support for the speakers. It's really, really nice for them.
It's so important, too. Yeah. And also gives them more experience. You know, they have to talk in front of more people.
Well, I always joke with them. I said, when you're presenting your thesis, mm-hmm. or even if you have to present a paper in a classroom, it's just the ability to get up and look at people when you're talking is a skill. It truly is a skill.
It is a skill. Okay, Jane Loisel for the CFUW, the Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District. And the speaking competition is at 16:30 again on May 1st, and the doors open at 4. The public is invited, so come on out and support the students.
Bishop's College School, Sanstead College, and Galt this year. Sadly, unfortunately, Massey-Vanier and Richmond were unable to attend, but we're hoping next year we'll be back to the full five.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Maureen.
And have a great day.
And next up, we have some community events for you here on the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding its public speaking competition on Wednesday, May 1st at 16:30. 10 speakers from 3 schools, Alexander Galt Regional, Bishop's College, and Stansted College, will participate this year. CFUW has had an absence of 4 years due to COVID and is very pleased to host this event again. We hope you will consider attending and supporting these student speakers. The location is the Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. Access the parking lot from College Street and enter the hall by the rear door. The Richmond 4-H Club has an upcoming dance to benefit their members who are hosting the Provincial 4-H Rally in Richmond on June 27th and 30th. The dance is Saturday, May 4th at Ferme Lucier Belgians in Cleveland. Live music begins at 8 p.m. to midnight with the duo Double or Nothing. Tickets are $15 a person and are available at the door upon arrival. Register for the Cougar Run 2024. That happens on Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m. The first 150 participants to register will receive a pair of Cougar Run sunglasses and a Cougar Run t-shirt. So jog over to the registration page online. The Cougar Run is a fundraiser event in support of the Champlain-Lenoxville Foundation. All proceeds from this fundraiser will go towards athletic excellence, participation in national championships, and the general fund, which supports overall student success and well-being. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years. 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. tractor parade, 1300 tractor games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad.
Available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available.
Literacy in Action presents Books to Belly, Read a Story and Make Tasty Food, a free activity for kids ages 7 and up and their families, in Lenoxville, Thursdays 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., May 2nd, May 9th, May 16th, at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in the borough of Lenoxville. For more information, contact 819-346-7009 or email at connect@lia-estree.org.
There will be a friperie boutique to profit the Maison Aube Lumière, April 26th to May 25th. A large selection of women's clothing, jewelry, bags, shoes at bargain prices. All sales will be 100% donated to La Maison Aube Lumière. Wednesday to Thursday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This happens at the Place de Congrès near the Delt Hotel, Local 132, located at 2655 King West in Sherbrooke. Grace Village Seedling Sale Fundraiser, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. This happens on Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Seedlings available include dill, parsley, thyme, basil, cilantro, oregano, zinnias, sunflowers, marigolds, geraniums, alyssum, nasturtiums, and cosmos. Peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, baby pumpkins, green beans, yellow beans, and eggplant. This is an opportunity to support Grace Village, their community garden project, while also getting your hands on some great seedlings to take home. There will be a service of hope on Sunday, May 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in the borough of Lenoxville. The service of hope and inspiration is in support of those who have been touched by cancer. All monetary donations will be split between La Maison Aube Lumière and Lucan. For floral or monetary donations in memory of loved ones, please contact F. Noble at 819-348-9118. Come spend an hour with them and enjoy refreshments following the service.
Documentary at Hope Community Church. Hope Community Church in Sherbrooke is inviting everyone to join them on May 17th to watch One Morning at Dawn, a gripping hour-long documentary on the vital work being done by Canadians in war-torn Ukraine. One Morning at Dawn features footage and stories captured during Samaritan's Purse's humanitarian response to war, which is now in its second year. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. for seating, with the documentary starting at 7 p.m., afterwards, a panel discussion will take place with members of Samaritan's Purse Disaster Assistance Response Team who have served in Ukraine and Europe, assisting Ukrainian refugees. The date is Friday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Sherbrooke in the borough of Lenoxville. Contact HCC Office 819-822-2627 or email info@hcclenoxville.ca. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lenoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, we would be happy to announce the event for free. Just give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And if you'd like an interview, we would be happy to do that too. Again, please send us an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you. I'd like to thank my guest, Jane Loisel from the CFUW, Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, for the first part of today's show, telling us all about the organization and the upcoming
public speaking competition taking place on May 1st. We'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will hear the interview in the second part of my show today with Kiana Keenan. She is the president of the 4-H Club in Richmond. We'll finish the first part of today's show with a song called The Roads, and it's by Jonah Cajun. So please stay tuned.
I got a message from a friend. Said you've been quiet since the day you let her in. And we'd all love to know just where you went. Cause honey, you don't look the same. I barely recognize you with that look all on your face. My God, those words are burned into my brain. You showed me I should stop and I ignored it. Oh, I swore to God you'd be important. On my feet, I ran right through my shoes. These roads are changing me, but they all lead back to you. 'Cause you're still in my skin. I've done all I can do, but I chose to let you in. The roads lead back to you. So when they ask me where I've been, I'll plug the drain and calmly say I never left, and quietly wish we had never met. That slow pain don't like to wait. No, it comes quick and then it never fades away. And I lost part of me that day. You showed me I should stop and I ignored it. Oh, I swore to God you'd be important. Blisters on my